to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on The Tudors. With the current interest generated by Wolf Hall through adaptations of Hilary Mantel's award-winning novels for stage and television, it seems as good an excuse as any to explore music from movies about the Tudors. Let's begin with Young Bess from 1953. Gene Simmons stars as the future Elizabeth I, heading a colorful and entertaining cast, which includes Stuart Granger, Deborah Carr, and most notably Charles Laughton. Laughton reprises his memorable turn as Henry VIII, a role which earned him an Academy Award for Best Actor in 1933, when he played the king in The Private Lives of Henry VIII. Miklos Rozsa's score conjures the era of the great MGM Technicolor spectacles. Here's music from Young Bess. We'll be right back. music from the 1953 film Young Bess. The composer was Miklos Rozsa, and we've heard Elmer Bernstein conducting. By the time of the events portrayed in Mary, Queen of Scots, from 1971, Elizabeth already wears the crown, though uneasy with the existence of her first cousin once removed, who had previously claimed Elizabeth's throne as her own. Vanessa Redgrave is Mary, and Glenda Jackson is Elizabeth, with a supporting cast that includes Timothy Dalton, Nigel Davenport, Patrick McGowan, Trevor Howard, and Ian Holm. The poignant score is by John Barry. Here's music from Mary, Queen of Scots.
Vivre et mourir.
Music from the 1971 film Mary, Queen of Scots. That was the composer, John Barry, conducting from the original soundtrack. The focus is on the Tudors this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Anne of the Thousand Days, from 1969, tells the story of Henry's second wife, Anne Boleyn. This time Richard Burton plays the king. Anne is played by Genevieve Bujold. Despite mixed reviews, the film was nominated for 10 Academy Awards. Among the nominees was Georges Delerue for his period-inflected music. Here's music from Anne of the Thousand Days. music from the 1969 film Anne of the Thousand Days. The composer was Georges Delerue. We've heard Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Finally this week, in a lighthearted change of pace from all the intrigue and execution, we turn to a big screen adaptation of Mark Twain's The Prince and the Pauper from 1937. Set in the time of Prince Edward, later Edward VI, Twain's novel plays on the conceit that the heir apparent, at some point, had become mixed up with a commoner who bore a remarkable resemblance to him. Top-billed Errol Flynn is really a supporting player, as the devil-may-care Miles Hendon, who throws himself in with the scraggly-looking prince, though he hardly believes his claims. Montague Love plays Henry VIII, and Claude Rains, the scheming Edward Seymour, the Earl of Hertford. The music was by Erich Wolfgang Korngold. Here's the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conducted by William Stromberg. This music from The Prince and the Pauper.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the 1937 film, The Prince and the Pauper. The composer was Erich Wolfgang Korngold. You've heard the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conducted by William Stromberg. Admirers of Korngold's violin concerto will recognize the main title music as the basis for a set of variations in the last movement of that work. And with The Prince and the Pauper, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.